from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
YouTube chat. I blame all this on Joe Lacob. He failed to manage his team and players. He allowed Draymond to get away with BS without holding him accountable. This is not on Draymond. It's on Joe Lacob. Wow. And then the 415. No, no, no. From San Francisco. In retrospect, this is interesting. It's completely reasonable to conclude that Lacob and his mishandling of the Clay contract situation had as much of a role in the team missing the playoffs as the Draymond Green suspension. Interesting. Interesting.
Well, he still gave you 18 and 39% from three.
But he had a bad year.
Right.
He didn't have a good year.
But even the year before, Stoney, they made the playoffs with the punch and all this stuff that was going on behind closed doors.
Yep, and they couldn't overcome it. How come they couldn't overcome it this year? Maybe it's because they were a year older.
I'll say this. I'll steal one from you. The last dance, it was the last dances. How about that? They were dealing with some stuff for a while.
888-957-9570 is the number. Where am I at with all this, if anybody cares? I don't blame anybody. You know
you
how
don't
I...
blame you, anybody, you, Stoney?
No, nobody.
Not even Lacob for checking Draymond.
I mean... No. It was time. Clay didn't want to be here. And I boil it down to the Warriors didn't want him back, and he knew it. And Clay, over time, didn't want to come back.
All right.
And they parted ways. And that's the way a dynasty starts to end. It just does. It does not end well. It's impossible to end a dynasty well.
I feel that, but the communication could have been better. Even on in the fourth quarter under the 2-minute warning, Stoney, that's what that golf outing was. Stoney, how couldn't Lacob could have just told, he deserved to say, we don't want you. It's not going to happen. Me looking at this, watching it like a movie, Clay deserved that. Just tell me I'm not wanted. But don't have me golfing and we not even bring it up.
Daniel in San Jose. What's up, Daniel? How you doing, man? Daryl in San Jose.
Hey, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, D?
Hey, I wanted to talk about Klay Thompson's injury.
One more time, Daryl.
I'm sorry. Let's say you have a diamond and you don't want to scratch that diamond.
Right.
That diamond's worth quite a much. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me okay? So that diamond that you have, you got two diamonds. And both those diamonds are worth a lot of money. You scratch one of them, your money is worth half now. That's what you had in Clay and in Curry. Curry does not do a pickup game or go outside of those boundaries to put himself at a risk. I'm not saying it's Clay's fault for doing a pickup game in L.A. That injury did not happen in practice or in a game. if you're going to value the pieces you got, you got to take care of those pieces. And those pieces mean discipline. Don't go biking. Don't go parasailing. You got championships to win. Now, I'm not putting this on Clay,
right?
But you can, from Lacob's point of view, you could see how he said, man, you did four of these championships. You're getting older. None of the other diamonds I got were kind of careless.
Yeah, I hear. Thanks, Darryl. Appreciate the call.
We see to that point, Stanley, we see guys play open run and do what they do all the time. Curry was just up in Sacramento playing with the kids at the open gym. What if he would have got hurt then?
Well, what if he gets hurt at the Olympics?
Well, I think that would, he was in the Olympics, you get a pass.
I blew it on Celebrini last time.
What happened?
He went to Boston University, not Boston College. Two different schools.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on me.
Big rivals, I'm sure.
They are, actually. They are.
The bean pot.
You know what the other thing I was thinking, too, about Lacob is I can't help but go back to the light years comment in the New York Times about 10 years ago. And
preach, man. I'm all ears.
And hey, listen, nobody does anybody any favors in the NBA, but I got to believe the league is just eating this up. I really think that, because I think there was some acrimony from the other owners when Joe Lacob had owned the team 2 or 3 years and said, oh, we're light years ahead of everybody.
And backed it up.
But there were a lot of people in front offices that said, you're light years ahead because you became an owner of a team with Steph Curry on it. And
so you think they're loving this right now?
Of course.
And that's
God.
I feel like the second apron and all these new rules with the CBA, Stani, they're the Warriors rule.
It doesn't matter. They're the rules. And other teams have to deal with it too. We just saw that the Clippers just had to deal with it. They had to let Paul George go for nothing because they wanted to avoid this second apron. But clearly there was a struggle this past year. And here's the other thing I was thinking. And again, we don't know enough, but we're starting to know a lot. So after last season, Steve Kerr, according to Shelburne and Amick, fought hard to keep the team together. That's Draymond Green. He was up for an extension. So the whole idea that Steve Kerr was fighting for the veterans and to keep the team together, it is a little bit of an indication of how he overall feels about young players. He wanted everything to stay the same. Here's the other thing that was interesting. I ran this by Evan before you got here, Goo. When the Warriors... Ramona Shelburne said that the Warriors thought about breaking it up before this season. Then they went through the season, and apparently they thought about it again at the trading deadline. But they won 4 out of 5, and they shelved that idea. Man. They shelved that idea and played out the rest of the year, but they didn't make the playoffs. And I don't know. It's just part of me. This is what I said to Evan. I said, could that be viewed as selfish on Kerr's part? Like, why did Kerr not want to move forward with the transition if other guys in the organization did? And it's because he wanted to keep coaching the guys he was comfortable coaching, yeah. Perhaps.
That's all he knew. That's all he knew. And he got stabbed in the back by Draymond. And so did Joe Lacob, for that matter, by you giving him that contract. In year one, he goes out and basically ruins the season, because that's what happened. And then he did that the season before. But you didn't ask me about Draymond. I'm just looking around, Steiny, and the whole light years. And I'm thinking about Clay not even being told you're not part of the future. That's the least you could do. It's not about... You know, if you're going to remain here, it's about the respect. And that's why I'm sitting here. I'm really flabbergasted, man, that Joe Lacob and company would not tell Klay Thompson you're not part of the future. And that would be, but to read this, it's almost like, Klay, how did you show up to even try to perform, but this is the one that I've been holding in my holster? That's why the great Bob Myers left, Stani. He left. He probably wasn't in on the 4-400 with Draymond. He probably wasn't in on Klay dipping. But there was some stuff going on, and what we found out since the end of the season is this didn't just start last year. Guys wanted their chicken after 2022. They wanted to cut in line. They wanted to use rank. And
well, but hold
look
on,
what
hold
happened.
On.
You had one dude knock another youngster out, and now he's gone. You got nothing for that. You didn't trade Chris Paul at the deadline because if you're right and you won 4 or 5 and you're thinking you got action – you didn't have action, Stani. And just to watch Chris Paul basically come and go for nothing? Nobody?
Well, I just want to, yeah. I mean, just to, yeah. I think there's two ways to look at everything. You say Klay and Draymond wanted to cut in line. I guarantee you Klay and Draymond thought Wiggins and Poole were cutting in line.
But on paper, they were not.
No, they, yes,
but
they were.
But when you look at how long you've been here and
exactly.
what you've done, but that is not, they were up. They were no, closer to being up.
But they weren't up. They weren't yeah. okay. up.
But my point is they were closer that, to being
I'm,
up than
I'm
those
not,
two gentlemen.
I'm not arguing. I'm just saying I can completely see how Draymond and Klay would look at Wiggins and Poole yeah. as cutting in line.
And what about what I said? And I won't take a victory lap because Helen Keller could see it.
Well,
what about Klay watching Jordan Poole ascend? He was turning into a star, Stani, a fan favorite. And Klay couldn't even play at that juncture. And if you don't think, now I'm looking at it, Draymond wasn't like, oh, we got this youngster. Yeah, way to do it. They're looking like he might be in the way taking our money. And that's essentially how it ended up. That's why all this was. So when I say warrior culture, that took a hit to me. And I can do nothing about it now. We move forward. But the more I think about this, I wonder, am I wrong to bring up Steph? Like,
you can
Steph,
do whatever you
could
want.
You have went in there and just
and
let everybody
what?
Have it?
And done what?
Just like, dude, quit worrying about the name on the back and worry about the name on the front.
Oh, my God. Like, to me, that's fantasy land. These guys are NBA players. They have huge egos. Like, Steph Curry is not a magician. He's not, he couldn't, like, hey, Joe, you need to pay Klay. Klay, you need to suck it up and be a team player. It's not what he's comfortable with, nor should he. Should he have to do that? The other thing I was thinking is, so, okay, now follow me here.
Right.
The Warriors talked about transitioning last offseason. Kerr fought for the team to stay together. They thought about transitioning again at the All-Star or at the trading deadline. They didn't. But remember, Lacob had a quote where he said, oh, we could have made a move and basically gotten off a player but not gotten anything back. And they weren't ready to do that at that time. You know what happened about 2 weeks after the trade deadline? Kerr got extended.
Yeah.
Kerr got extended at that time. And you know why I think he got extended? Because I think at that point, they knew that there was going to be transition this offseason and that they needed at least some stability at coach. Mm-hmm. And they gave him 2 more years.
Wow. And right now, I'm going to steal a line from you when you talk about what they've added, because I'll never forget the Cal Climby podcast where Joe Lacob said, I'm paraphrasing, heads are going to roll if they end or crash and burn. And boy, did they crash and burn. That memory of what was is Sacramento in the play-in game. But if you're telling me Melton and Slow-Mo and who else am I missing? Possibly Buddy Hield and Quentin Post and what? Okay. Like, that is not... Like, I'm working, Kerr, thank God you signed two because I don't think they're better, Stani. Those are moves around the edges, but that's why I'm hoping marketing could be landed. And at this point, I think holding on to Jonathan Kuminga and not going all in is kind of going against what you're trying to do with what's left of Steph Curry and Draymond Green window.
Well, how about this? And this is one thing I was thinking. Think of the three players that they're going to acquire. De'Anthony Melton,
okay,
been in the league 5 or 6 years. Kyle Anderson, I think he's been in the league 9 years. And Buddy Hield, who's 31. Mm. So let me ask Warrior fans a question. if and when push comes to shove over the course of next season, how does Kerr navigate Pajemski and Moody with these three players, all of whom have experience in the league, and that who, on the surface, Steph and Draymond would be more comfortable playing with? We got to find out what happens there.
And I can't wait to see.
Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570. We're talking about as the Warriors turn.
That's a four.
Here on 95.7 The Game. And there was some turmoil under the surface this past year. Hell, 2 years.
Thank you.
Last 2 years.
You reap what you sow, brother.
Let's go to... I like that one. Not mean-spirited. Not at the Warriors. Because he said it unrelated to the Warriors. I just kind of like the way he said it. Murillo. Murillo's in Petaluma. Oh, hello.
It was about the Warriors.
Huh?
Hello.
Actually, it was
hello.
About the Warriors.
Talk to us, man.
Up,
talk to us.
Happy holidays. Hey, Steiny, sounds like I wasn't so off base when I took my sentimentality out of my last take, because my take was there's two adults doing business. And just like Lake can be offended by anything, so could Lacob when he turned down $24 million a season. That is a reason to be offended by, because Clay was not worth that. Now, the reason why I'm not sentimental is because there's no coach or goo. Get that word out of your vocabulary when it comes to sports in this country. It's all business. Miami Heat, they have a culture. They have a way of doing things. Call it a culture. We don't. And it's okay. It's business as usual. So I'm not sad because a guy decided to move on. And as I mentioned, I haven't felt Clay here the whole last season. The way Steve Kerr spoke about Clay, you could tell something was brewing. So it's okay. Let's move on. And I want to give kudos before I go to the kids, to the young guys, because we have seen development in all of them to some extent with all this BS going on. Kuminga, Moody, TJD, all these guys showed good progress with all these things going under the surface. So I want to give them kudos, and I hope we don't trade any
Morelli,
of the four.
Don't hang up.
None
quick.
Of the four.
Yeah, don't hang up.
Shoot it.
Hey, you make some valid points, buddy. I'm just telling you, this is how I was brought up and raised. I believe one Klay Thompson deserved better. I didn't say he deserved to stay.
I said
he deserved better, Morelli. You don't invite somebody to dinner or go out on a golf course and not talk about the rat on the table. That's disrespectful. Just tell the man he's not part of the future. I'm not asking for a lot, Morelli. Come on now.
Murillo.
Murillo, that's human nature. Come on, he deserves better.
Listen, as I mentioned to you before, I come from soccer. That's my background.
Yeah.
Soccer is a sport where you have relegation. It's less business-oriented. So I feel like you. I came from that generation. We identified with the players.
Okay.
But now it's a mixed pool of business. Even the players see it that way. So I'm not, as a fan or someone who's paying for this product, I'm not going to attach my sentiment to that extent. That's it. I feel like you. But that's not how it is nowadays.
Well, let me ask. Thanks, Murillo.
All right.
Let me ask you this, Goo.
But that's where you're getting it wrong.
Let me ask you this, Goo.
Go ahead, baby.
We got into it a little bit yesterday, and now having seen the way this played out, how Lacob did things, how Clay did things, and the whole enchilada. You still think Lacob's sentimental?
Yes.
You still think that he's not a businessman?
No, I think he's still sentimental because you can say he did it with Clay, but what you did to Draymond was sentimental. I don't know what pictures Dre has, what's going on, but that was where you really should have started.
Yep, but he didn't.
And then the dude comes up a day later after Clay's gone, I almost went to Memphis.
Let's see how he handles Curry.
O-Town, hey, I'm not delusional. I'm speaking facts. Because you don't have the answers.
All the answers.
No,
don't
why
you know
Dre
me?
Got that 4-400?
I mean, I don't understand.
What was Joe thinking? What were they? Maybe that's why Bob left.
Because you think these guys are perfect. Lacob made a mistake. He got talked into something by Draymond
but
Green.
That's insulting his intelligence if you think Drake could do that.
Well, then I just did it.
A guy that punched a teammate. A guy that's done everything under the sun.
So he made a mistake. He made a mistake. And you
and
know
Clay
what?
Clay had to pay for it?
I don't know. I don't know who paid for what. Look, we saw the same thing. If anybody has any familiarity with the history of the Golden State Warriors, that play from Draymond Green was right out of the Steven Jackson playbook.
Wow.
Period. He cut out the middleman and he got Joe Lacob to agree to something that I don't think the entire organization was on board with. Why else would he have driven down to Lacob's house? He knew things were getting close to him not being here. And Lacob broke him off.
Wow. But I guess you can't do a killer like that. There's no, you know what I'm saying? There's no dinner or nothing that can be said for you to, do the Jedi mind trick on me.
I allow for the fact that last year, Joe Lacob still was under the illusion that they still might be able to do it. And he ain't under that illusion anymore. And so business has changed. The Warriors' business has changed. They got to navigate a new period of time for them. They're coming out of a dynasty. Like, all bets are off, as far as I'm concerned. Like,
No, I was just saying, and you talked to me about this upcoming year, and we don't know if the roster is what it is, but...
Well, they got 12 guys.
On the to-do list of worries for me is, how is Draymond going to act if this team gets off to a slow start? That should not be on the list.
Was
you
my
got
guy,
your bread.
But my guy, on Monday, I think Draymond's going to be on his best behavior this year. Come on, Goo.
He has
one,
to.
One article
has to.
Changed your mind about now you're worried about Draymond coming into the year.
The Rockets coming out to play.
I just hate the wrong dude left. That's how I feel. We watched this movie, and I feel like the wrong character. Wow.
7925, get over it. Get over it, Goo. Move on already. No. Klay Thompson deserves a few days of talking about.
Man.
I mean, this ain't no...
Thank you, Stanley.
Move on, Joe.
This ain't that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.